I do wish I was resuming this week's rector's epistle with better news on the horizon. Yet beyond fears that grip so many of us at the moment, and while I do accept that things will probably get worse before they get better, I remain hope-filled. Human history reveals that it's moments of crisis that trigger the necessary recalibration of our travel towards a different future. So what's the basis of my hope-filled expectations? It certainly cannot be a valiant search for the signs of optimism. Instead, I plant my hope in the first verse of Hebrews 11. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. But the immediate question is, so what is faith? Unfortunately, our intellectual Western approach to the spiritual life has left us all with the impression that faith is assent to propositions about God. This misleads us into the idea that faith is something you accept or reject. But picture faith not as a noun, but as a verb. Imagine faith not as something you either possess or don't, something you either accept or reject, but as a belief in the power of present time action. As Hebrews puts it, faith is the evidence now of future hope. The relationship between faith as present time action and hope as future expectation reveals the carving up of time into past, present, and future to be only a human construction and not a law of physics. Future expectation, that is hope, shapes present time action, which is faith. Faith as present time action is shaped by hope as future expectation. So it really matters what we hope for, because hope is influencing what we do now. A simple, if slightly mysterious way of phrasing it is, we are that for which we are still waiting. In other words, we are what we have been waiting for. If we expect a future different from either our past or present, then the future begins now. Faith gives us that wider perspective, that deeper and more profound sense of things as yet unseen, working away in the hidden depths of the bigger picture. The point of the Hebrews line is not to believe in invisible things, but to trust in things still in the process of their emerging. We're destined to continually misread the meaning of everyday events when we only view them detached from a sense of things being in process. Things, though still unseen, are nevertheless already shaping present time experience. Despite the real challenges facing us as a global community, despite the probability that some things will get worse before they get better, I remain hope-filled for the future because I see in the challenges we face the deeper process of shaping present-time priorities in the direction of a future that will be better than, or at least different from, our present. Climate events exacerbated by climate change are exposing issues of social and economic justice, as we have recently witnessed in Jackson, Mississippi, where as a result of this nexus, there was a major collapse of water infrastructure. Putin's war has exposed an energy crisis for the West, which can only be addressed not by alternative gas supplies, but by a need to rapidly develop technological solutions for clean energy production, which in turn will trigger positive effects on human-generated climate change. the future begins now. On this homecoming Sunday, we give heartfelt thanks for the community of St. Martin's, reminding ourselves that we are a community of faith, journeying together towards future hope. We pray that we may work tirelessly, strengthening everything that produces peace and fosters our common life, remembering that it is only together that we can achieve more than any one of us alone. We rededicate to God anew our time, our talents, and our treasure. God of renewal, hear us. So welcome back, and see you in church this homecoming Sunday, our final Sunday in the Great Hall. And remember, it's 10 o'clock, not 9.